that exists has a different shape and form, has a different needs, requires different things, needs something else to survive. And in each universe, he has sustained that being that he has created, which is one but in different levels. We're going to try to figure out who we are so that we can understand what religion is. Whatever we understand ourselves to be, that's what religion is going to be, that's what family is going to be, that's what the rest of the things in our world is going to be. If we as humanity continue looking at ourselves as Homo sapiens, as animals, right, as beings that have evolutionary track from apes and now that they have become human beings, if we have that definition of ourselves, then with that definition, religion is different. Society is different. Marriage is different. Kids are different. Everything is different. But if you see yourself the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you, then you will see that everything that you thought to be the way it was nothing but a sarab. You understand sarab? A mirage?
Illusion.
But we as human beings, we are through that state of mind where we think that we see things as they are, but in reality, they're nothing more than illusions that our mind has projected and we have accepted that to be reality. Yesterday we spoke about that this body of yours is nothing more than a biological machine. Right. So, if you look at just this body of yours, it's a biological machine, but you haven't looked at your body as such. You haven't looked at the doctor as a mechanic. Have you? You've looked at the doctor as a lifesaver. You've looked at the doctor as someone who can save your life. You've looked at the doctor as someone who can give you relief. But in reality, that's illusion. In reality, the doctor is nothing more than a mechanic. Where your car, which is made of fiberglass or steel or metal, whatever things that are composed to make that car, when the car breaks down, you take it to the mechanic and the mechanic fixes it. But you don't say that he saved my life. Some people might say, you know, this mechanic is really good, he saved the life of my car. But they do not associate that to their own self. Right? So when you start looking at your world like that, when the doctor becomes a mechanic, then your body is just a vehicle. Then you come with this question, then who am I? Who am I then? If I am something other than this body of mine, then that I need to figure out. Once I figure out what that I is, I will be able to figure out what my Lord is.
Subhanallah.
Right? And that's what I'm a Muslim, that's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's what they've been saying. Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu. Whoever understands his self, understands his or her Lord. And whoever does not understand his or her self does not understand his or her Lord. And someone who does not understand his or her Lord does not deserve to be called a human being. Far be it as a human being, that being is not even, it does not even deserve to be called an animal. It would be a form below animals. يُصَبِّهُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in this universe does its tasbih. The trees that you see outside, they're doing tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The grass is doing tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The birds that you have seen, that singing that they do, they have their own language, which they communicate to each other, but every single bird knows their prayers. Right? These are things that have been mentioned in the Quran. When something stops doing the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becomes the prey of the hunter. Get me? So when the bird stops doing the tasbih, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are hunting the bird, you will be able to hunt it. The birds and the deers, all of those animals that people are able to hunt or fish, the reason why you were able to hunt them is because they stopped for a moment doing the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In tradition, it has been said that a prey does not become the prey of a hunter until and unless that prey stops doing the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's the same for the human beings too. As soon as they stop doing the tasbih of Allah or remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they become prey to shaitan. But as long as they are in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will never become prey to shaitan. Right? So a being that considers, does not understand their Lord, cannot be justified as calling a human being. Even that person is going to be lower than animals, because animals understand their Lord. They understand their Lord, they are in submission to their Lord, they are doing the tasbih of their Lord, they are doing the prayers of their Lord, they are seeking the sustenance from their Lord. Animals. We're not talking about like highly elevated human beings. What are these? When I look at myself in the mirror and I say, oh, this is me, what am I doing? This is an illusion. Sarab hai, miraj hai. जब मैं अपने आप को देखता हूँ और कहता हूँ कि मैं इंसान हूँ, पहले इंसान कौन है, क्या है, उसकी तारीफ तो ढूंढ लो. जब तारीफ मिल जाएगी, when you understand what a human being is, okay, call yourself as a human being. Then you're close to reality, otherwise it's an illusion. So this body of mine is nothing more than the carbon-based machine that requires fuel. So what is the fuel that it requires? What you are waiting for, right?
Biryani.
Biryani. You can participate. Biryani, I don't know. But just don't participate too much, then you're going to get more hungry. Right? So you have biryani, you have korma, you have naans, you have chicken tikka, you have barbecue, right? You have pie, you have palau, you have sevia, you have... jalebi, you have gulab jamun, you have chum chum. Yes. If I start saying this to you now, unleaded, premium, super premium, diesel, E85, gas, those that you get in the canisters.
Kerosene.
Propane gas, right? If I start saying those things to you, you're not getting hungry. Are you? Premium unleaded. Premium unleaded, you'll be concerned about what? What is the per gallon, what's the price? Kimat kya?
I think it's like $4.
Right, $4 or whatever. Right? But you're not... By mentioning it, you're not getting hungry. But we said that is also fuel, and this is also fuel. That fuel is for the car, and this fuel is for your machine. Why is it by listening to that fuel, you are getting hungry? Because you've considered this as your own fuel. Not the fuel of your car. Because you've considered your body to be that who you are, so therefore that who you are requires fuel. And what is that fuel? Is what you see over there on the table. And you've made that as your fuel. You guys have seen those commercials, the Gatorade, fuel up? Right? So, that's not your fuel. If you think that food is your fuel, this is a mirage. This is an illusion. This is not reality. Just as much I do not say unleaded premium is my fuel, just as much this is not my fuel. If I consider it. Right. So then we come to the, see now, look how different of an understanding fasting is going to have. Because what are you doing? Yesterday, remember, we talked about this? You're still fueling up your body, but you're fueling up at a specific time. Really? Right? You're still fueling up. You're going twice to the, you know, you're going twice to the dasturkhan and eating. One is for sahur and one is for iftari. Right? So you're still eating. You still end up drinking, right? You have your milk or tea or water or whatever in the morning, and then you have it for iftar. And then all night you're having food if you are at home, right? So you're still, so what would be a fast of you? If you consider fast as avoiding of certain things, then you're avoiding those certain things for what? For this body of yours. Okay? But if it is that you are something else other than that body, then for you there should be a different fast. For you there should be a different fuel. For you there should be a different need of list of desires. For you, there should be different pains and different happiness. No? So how are you supposed to do a fast? Just go to the pump twice at those specific times and then don't do anything during that time frame? Or there is something different? I have to fast. I have to fast. I have to fast means that my soul needs to fast. Because I'm not body. Have I fasted of my soul? And in reality, the fast of the soul is different than the body. Okay? So the fast of the body is that you do not eat from a certain time to a certain time, you do not drink from a certain time to a certain time. But the fast of the soul is you eat and drink from certain time to a certain time. So jism ka roza hai na, usme aapko ijtinab karna hai khane peene se. Lekin jo rooh ka roza hai, usme aapko khana hai. With me? Your body has to avoid certain things. You cannot put certain things inside of your body. That is fast. From that specific time to the end. For you to fast, you have to eat. Now you would say there is no fast that says you eat. Right? When your body stops eating, your soul starts eating. You get it? When your body stops eating, your soul starts eating. If your body continuously eat, your soul does not eat. With me? In order for your soul to eat, your body has to suffer pain. In order for your soul to have pleasure, your body has to suffer pain. In order for your soul to eat, your body needs to be hungry. In order for your soul to elevate, your body needs to be put down. Ab dekhe relationship kya hai? Ha, reverse hai. If you want your soul to be happy, your body needs to be in pain. That's the reality. हम क्या चाहते हैं? What do we want? We want the opposite. We want the body to be happy, forget the soul. We want our body to be, you know, in a nice, cool environment. We want our body to have all of that nice food over there. We want our body to be sheltered. We want our body to be clothed. We want our body to have that mortgage so that the house is there. We want for that body the car that can transfer from A to B. Everything we do is for this body of ours, which is not I. That body which I'm going to throw back into this earth. And I won't be even able to throw it. You have to throw it. Imam Masumi would say that the person who's dead should thank those individuals who come and give shoulder to that dead person to bring it to the grave, because you yourself cannot even go. What did we do? Everything that we did for this body of ours, and thought, thinking this is I. This is not me. Do you think it's easy to be able to stand in prayers and do 1,000 rak'at prayer at night? You think the body is going to be happy? No, right? Okay, 1,000 is maybe too much. Let's say 100. You think doing 100 rak'at at night, your body is going to be happy? Your body is going to be sore. Your body is going to be tired. Your body is going to say, I want to sleep, but you're going to be forcing it to stay awake. Your body is going to be complaining. But if you do 100 rakat, what's going to happen? Your soul is going to be happy. But you cannot achieve the happiness of your soul unless and until you put your body through difficult. And this is the month of my Ramadan forces you and I, who do not want to put their body in pain, who rather feed, who rather feast, who rather eat, who rather drink, who rather do and have all the pleasures during the day, the month of my Ramadan forces you and I to put our bodies in pain, so that our souls are going to be in happiness. So that we can taste the happiness of the soul, so that the rest of the months we are able to take the pain that our body can handle, so that our souls can be happy. Do you see what you get at the end of fasting? Your body is going to have the pain of hunger. Your body is going to have that thirst. Your body is going to have all of that. But your soul, because your body went through pain, your soul is in happiness. It's closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you feel close to Him. Okay? So, now you see the illusion? You live in a country, in a system that is based on this illusion. Okay? You've lived in a culture, you've lived in a society, your parents have raised you that have lived in this illusion that you need to provide comfort for your body, and that is the success of a human being. Whereas, it's no better than any other animal who has the same goals and wants and desires. That your PhD is actually just so that your body is comfortable. Your master's is so that your body is comfortable. There's nothing else. It's just a piece of paper. That you paid $80,000 to get it. Right? No, Maulana, you can see vodka. I am somebody now. If you are somebody, do you get a different grave when you die? Do you get to live longer? Do you get any benefits? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So who is the somebody? A somebody is the one who has more taqwa. That's a somebody. For us, what is the illusion? For us, somebody is a person with a piece of paper. And with that piece of paper, maybe they don't have anything to do with taqwa, but has a piece of paper. All he did was to have that piece of paper is to continue and maintain this body, which is going to throw in the earth. That's it. See the illusion? Okay. Let me, because the Maghrib time is getting closer, and we'll continue through the same thing, inshallah, tomorrow. Before you go to sleep, tell yourself this world is a lie. Ye sab jhoot hai. Ye jin cheezon mein aap phanse hue na, ye sab jhoot hai. Ye sab is duniya ki khel kood hai. Ye sab sharab hai. Ye sab haqeeqat nahi hai. Sab jhoot hai. Go to sleep by saying that this world is a lie. All your aspirations and all of that is actually a lie. It's just an illusion. You'll wake up the next day healthier. The more that you consider this world to be a lie, the better your soul is going to be and better even your health is going to be. The more you think that all of these things that you're involved in are true, the more you're going to get stressed and depressed and blood pressure and sugar and diabetes and cancer and, ila mashallah, heart attack and stroke. The more you say what you are involved in is a lie, the more healthier you get. I'll tell you a story of, because it's time for a story now. There's a famous director in Hollywood and he's got a few movies made, and there's a documentary that he went and made. And you can probably see that documentary too. He fell off his bike and he had a concussion, and the concussion that he had was such that the doctors, it's a specific type of concussion that never goes away. So the end is the person becomes suicidal and they kill themselves and they die. It's a constant pain that they have to live with. So he basically ended up getting that. He was just biking, mountain biking, and he fell and he got that. And the doctors told him, and you know, he started to becoming worse and worse, and he was just in bed. And he said one day, while he was in bed, complete bed rest, you know, 6 months, and he was getting depression, and he was getting suicidal and all that. He said one day, when I was in that condition, I said to myself, this world is a lie. So the next day I felt better. I got out of bed. When he said that this world is a lie, because he started looking at his life, he said, people told me if I have a mansion, $10 million, I'm going to be happy. I have a mansion of $10 million. I got the mansion for $10 million, but I got no more happier than I was before. People told me if you were to have a Lamborghini or Ferrari, you're going to be more happier. I got the Lamborghini and Ferrari. I don't feel any more happy. What was he looking for when he fell from a bike and got a concussion that was going to last him for the rest of his life? What did he want? What would have made him happy? A $10 million house? A Ferrari? A Lamborghini? No. Just the ability to be able to get rid of that pain and be healthy. So he said, this world is a lie. I took a 4-people's camera crew and went through all of the world, spoke to philosophers, scientists, and religious leaders, and looked at all of the things that the world has is gone wrong, and all the theories that are there. It's a wonderful documentary. And in the end is where I want to get to. He said a person, a famous person, a philosopher, was asked a question to write an essay. And the question that was posed to him to write the essay was, what is wrong with the world? And that person wrote just one sentence. I am. So the question was, what is wrong with the world? And he wrote, I am. And in reality, that's what is wrong with the world. I am. And what would be right with the world? Hopefully one day, if the question is asked, what is right with the world? The answer would be, I am. And in reality, that I am is the secret to the universe. The solution to all of the problems and ailments that humanity is facing. And the goal of every human being who has reached the perfection, the heights of spirituality, the elevated status to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do not understand that I am, who I am, what I am, where I am from, why am I here, where am I going, trust me, everything else is an illusion. It's better to accept this now than when Hazrat Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam comes. Because when he comes,
no chance.
It's like, you can't go back. You know, in this illusionary world, even powerful beings are weak. And weak are powerful. Ayatollah Bahjat Rahmatullah, if you were to see him, just mention his name and maybe we'll just finish it off here. When you looked at him, he was a very old, frail man who couldn't even stand straight. So his back was bent and he used to have a stick and he would put like a belt type of thing around his back. White beard, frail personality, right? So when somebody would look at him and say, okay, old man, weak. But that is the illusion. What is the reality? He's the strongest man. Who's someone who has the ability to be able to see much beyond the dimensions that you and I can see. Is that weakness or strength? Someone who has elevated themselves to the point where they are classified as the richest person spiritually alive. Is that weakness or strength? Where you have a person when they recited namaz, it was as if he was in a garden of heaven. Is that weakness or strength? Right. So inshallah, on the days coming, we'll talk more. And just to let you know, the reason why you are fasting and the fast of your soul is, again, I mentioned it in the end, but that's the Quran. So your soul is supposed to eat and drink from this book in this month of my Ramadan. And that is why it is an obligation for your body not to eat and drink, so that your soul can give importance to this book. Inshallah, we will talk about this book as well in the future. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to submit to Him as He wants us to submit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our eyes to all the illusions that this world has to offer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us see what is the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with all the blessings that He has bestowed upon Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us from all the difficulties that He has taken out Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in this month, forgive our sins, increase in our sustenance, which is spiritual and material. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of the people who are ill to become well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy the enemies of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give relief to those individuals that are being oppressed around the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to always stand with the oppressed and always be the voice against the oppression. May we become the friends and followers of the Imam of the time. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa al-Asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Illa al-lazina amanu wa amanu s-salihat wa tawasul al-haq wa tawasul al-sabr.
Allahumma salli ala.